Thank you for calling the Organization of Staten Island's Newsline for the week starting Monday, February 25th. Some members have called regarding last week's Newsline. Since next week, on March 8th, we have our second long-awaited bargaining session, the Newsline expressed the hope that the third session would come more quickly. In response, some members called to ask why we would need a third session at all. Fair question. The answer lies in the collective bargaining process established in the latter half of the last century. To an extent, the traditional process can resemble a ritual dance. First, the city meets with the largest union. In practice, this is always with either DC-37 or the UFT. Each bargaining session is held in front of dozens of representatives of labor and management. The first session is given over to union demands and to city counter-demands, if any. Thereafter, each side studies the demands of the other side and, at the second session, responds. More details may be sought and positions clarified. This process can go for many sessions before both sides reach agreement. In some cases, there are few major issues and both sides agree quickly. There are also times when the negotiations are dragged out or even impossible to resolve. Mayor Bloomberg's negotiations during his last term in office were a case of impossible to resolve. He offered nothing and wanted givebacks. We refused his demands and we simply waited until term limits forced him out of office. Most often, negotiations do eventually lead to agreements, and DC-37 was able to reach agreement on the next contract by June of 2018. That sets the current fiscal pattern. Next step was for the remaining unions to negotiate their own contracts, but the city has to find the time and personnel to deal with each of the other unions. This did not happen quickly over the past summer, when nothing was scheduled by the city, and the fall only saw the city coming to the table once, in spite of our weekly calls to labor relations. March 8th is our second meeting, but we would be surprised if the city planned on agreeing to all of our demands at that session. Thus, we do expect that there will be a third session and perhaps more. But for this contract, we are not expecting the sort of dragged-out fight we experienced in 2015. The old line that it takes two to tango is true here, but our demands are less ambitious than put forth on 2015, so we're hoping for a quicker resolution. If you are interested in this topic and want to learn more, you are urged to sign up for our activist classroom training for next month. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for calling, and call again next week.